Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Maisie and her parents are sitting in church a few days before Christmas as her grandfather gets up on the podium to preach.
Once again, I've been asked to speak to you about Christmas. Today, my focus is on the fullness of time. The concept of Jesus' birth occurring at the fullness of time is a theological interpretation that suggests his arrival into the world was at a divinely appointed and significant moment in history. Galatians 4 verses 4 and 5. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive the adoption as sons. This verse explicitly says that God sent Jesus at the appointed time, highlighting the fulfillment of God's plan. The exact date of Jesus' birth is not definitively known and is a subject of scholarly debate. The Bible does not provide a specific date for his birth. However, there are various clues and historical contexts that scholars use to make educated guesses. The Gospel of Luke mentions that Jesus was born during the reign of Herod the Great. Historical records indicate that Herod died in 4 BC, suggesting that Jesus' birth occurred on or before this year. Assuming that Jesus was born sometime around 4 to 6 BC, let us briefly examine 10 reasons why Jesus' birth was at just the right time. 1. Fulfillment of prophecy. Jesus' birth during this period fulfilled numerous Old Testament prophecies, which reflect God's perfect timing. Prophetic writings in the Hebrew Scriptures, like those in Isaiah and Micah, foretold the coming of the Messiah, his birthplace, lineage, and the nature of his ministry. The alignment of Jesus' birth with these prophecies suggests a deliberate divine plan unfolding at a predetermined time. 2. The Pax Romana. The Pax Romana, Latin for Roman peace, was a period of relative peace and prosperity in the Roman Empire, lasting roughly from 27 BC to 180 AD. It wasn't a period of complete absence of conflict, but compared to the turbulent earlier eras of the Roman Republic and the chaotic civil wars leading up to the establishment of the Roman Empire, it represented a remarkable era of stability. Here are some key characteristics of the Pax Romana. Political stability. The empire was ruled by a series of relatively competent emperors with fewer internal power struggles and rebellions. Economic prosperity. Trade flourished within the empire's vast territory, facilitated by improved infrastructure and a stable currency. Military strength. The Roman legions ensured security for citizens and protected the empire's borders. Cultural integration. Roman culture, including law, language, and architecture, spread throughout the empire, creating a sense of unity. Artistic and intellectual flourishing. This period saw significant advancements in literature, philosophy, and architecture, with iconic works like Virgil's Aeneid and Pliny the Elder's Natural History. Jesus was born during the Pax Romana. This era facilitated the spread of Christianity in the years following Jesus' death and resurrection. 3. The Greek language. The widespread use of Koine Greek as the lingua franca across the Roman Empire allowed for the teachings of Jesus and the writings of the New Testament to be easily communicated and understood across diverse populations. Greek was a common language that bridged ethnic and cultural divides, making the teachings of Jesus accessible to a wide audience. 4. An extensive network of roads. By the time of Augustus, in the late 1st century BC, there was a transportation network that stretched throughout the Roman Empire, encompassing over 80,000 kilometers of roads. This Roman road system allowed for easier travel, aiding the apostles and early Christians in spreading the gospel. 5. Cultural preparedness. The widespread influence of Hellenistic culture fostered a philosophical and religious openness in the broader region, creating a more receptive environment for new ideas and beliefs, including the teachings of Jesus and his followers. 6. Religious context in Judea. During this period, Judea had a deeply established religious system with a focus on the Hebrew scriptures and a longing for messianic deliverance. This religious landscape was ripe for the arrival of Jesus, who came as the fulfillment of the law and the prophets. The people's familiarity with messianic prophecies meant that Jesus' teachings and actions could be understood and interpreted within this existing religious framework. 7. Syncretism and the search for meaning. The diverse cultural and religious landscape of the time, influenced by various philosophies and religions, led to a spiritual hunger and a search for deeper meaning among many people in the Roman Empire. The arrival of Jesus offered a new, profound narrative of hope, redemption, and love that answered this existential quest. 8. The Jewish diaspora. The dispersion of Jewish communities across the Roman Empire meant that there were established networks and synagogues in major cities. These communities provided initial platforms for the spread of the Christian message. Paul the Apostle, for example, often began his missionary work in the synagogues. The presence of these communities at the time of Jesus' birth was crucial for the early growth of Christianity. 9. Global spiritual longing. Beyond the Jewish context, there was a general spiritual longing in the broader Roman world. Pagan religions and philosophies of the time left many unsatisfied, creating a spiritual vacuum. The birth of Jesus introduced a new, transformative message of salvation and hope that addressed this widespread yearning for spiritual fulfillment and moral guidance. 10. Social conditions and the message of equality. The social conditions of the time, marked by stark divisions between rich and poor, free and slave, Jew and Gentile, were countered by the message of Jesus, which emphasized equality, compassion and love for all, regardless of social standing. This message resonated powerfully in a society rife with inequality and injustice, offering a radically new perspective on human dignity and community. Jesus' coming more than 2,000 years ago was at a divinely appointed time. However, Christmas continues to come at the right time each year. Darkness and despair are often heightened in winter. Christmas arrives like a radiant star, bursting through the gloom with its message of hope, love, and the promise of new beginnings. It reminds us of the miracle of life and the triumph of light over darkness. Jesus' birth symbolizes the possibility of redemption and renewal, even amidst hardship. Christmas encourages us to look beyond ourselves and focus on others, hopefully fostering generosity and strengthening community bonds. In a world increasingly divided, Christmas has the power to bring us together. It allows us to pause and reflect. Christmas reminds us that even when facing challenges, we can find strength in our beliefs and hope for a brighter future. In the face of global challenges and personal struggles, Christmas arrives as a necessary respite and a potent reminder of what truly matters. It offers a much-needed dose of hope, connection, and purpose, urging us to embrace joy, compassion, and the unwavering belief in a brighter future. So, let's celebrate Christmas in 2023, not just for the festive traditions, but for the powerful message it carries. Let it be a beacon of light in the darkness, a catalyst for change, and a testament to the enduring spirit of hope and love that binds us together. Thank you.
I think Grandfather is right. Christmas always comes at the perfect time, when everything's getting cold and boring. Like a giant hug that warms you right down to your toes. Christmas just knows how to be the best, don't you think?
Join us next time as we continue Christmas Perspectives.